The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
I remember them wheeling me down just what felt like the longest hallway of my life. And as tears just kept coming, I can't explain what just happened. I will never be able to explain why I lost my little boy. I don't know, but I am not in despair.
Coming up on Life Today, James and Betty's granddaughter, Lainey Renee, shares a tragic experience that awakened who she really is in Christ. Daughter.
You know, it doesn't take long for Betty and me to get emotional, get concerned, get excited, sometimes brokenhearted. Well, let me tell you something. Right now, we're about to explode. You know how many times we've said that we care as much about you as we do any hungry or thirsty or hurting child you see? Or anybody you see that you just wish you could get God's arms around? See, we feel that way about you. And what we want you to know is you're going to meet some of our family up close and personal this week. You're going to meet a granddaughter. And she wrote a book. I didn't know Lainey was going to write. And when I read this book, I thought, dear God, how did our granddaughter write like that? I mean, we do know very gifted writers. We have them on here. And you know why? Because we love you. And we want to bring the greatest gift God has in different people to you. And today we get to bring to you gifts from God to our families. You're going to think Lainey's pretty. And you know, if you read this book, you're going to find out Lainey didn't think Lainey was pretty. She didn't know if anybody would think she's pretty. I think you're going to think, how in the world could you ever wonder? Well, let me just introduce you to our granddaughter, Lainey.
Hello.
And I'm not going to ask you to tell us how old you are, but me and Mimi, and Mimi's going to be upset. The two of us are 80 years old and married 60 years. Can you believe this lady's tough enough to live with me 60 years? She's tough.
I know she's tough.
And she's beautiful, and you're beautiful. And we've just always thought you were awesome. And when we read the book here, you know, we know in one of the big stories is you had a miscarriage and just about could have carried you off. And you've had some challenges that we didn't even really know about. And we didn't realize how big the weight was on you. Just, you basically said who you already are, but like, you don't really know who you are. And I get the impression you're saying until you know who he knows you are. And you let him show you who you are to him and who you can be, you're not going to live life as fully as you could. Am I right about that?
That is correct.
Okay, I got to just ask you this question. What led you, as I look back over and you talk about so many of these things, what led you to sit down and write a book and tell me then why you started with Daughters of Tabor? What moved you to write a book that is as sound and inspirational and high impact?
Yeah.
What led you to do this? Why did you do this?
Honestly, I wanted to write a book that women felt invited into. I've grown up, you guys know, in a wonderful home, amazing parents. I have generations of faith before me, and it's wonderful. But even I needed to be reminded who I am. And I just realized one day, you know, that's not something that we grow out of. Just like Mimi read the book, and she was like, I need this. Yeah. You know, women all around the world, it never gets old being reminded who That's God right. is to you as a father. And so if he's a father, that makes me a daughter. And so when we walked through, about a year and a half ago, we walked through a miscarriage with our little boy. And through that, I remember just, a miscarriage was one of those things where I remember thinking, if I ever go through that, I don't know how I'm going to make it through. I don't know how I could actually get through the loss of my own child. And we walked through that. And I remember just, you know, the long going to the hospital, telling them why I was there and just being like, my baby doesn't have a heartbeat. And just that overwhelming, devastating, hopeless feeling that you feel as any parent would with the loss of a child. And I remember them wheeling me down just what felt like the longest hallway of my life. And as tears just kept coming, there was also just in that moment, I remember just being like, God, how do I feel this overwhelming just brokenness? At the same time, I feel an overwhelming sense of your peace. And as we shared, we had already shared publicly that we were pregnant. And so I felt like I had to go back and now basically say, I'm no longer pregnant, which is really hard to do. And through that, I had a lot of women reach out with similar stories, things that they had walked through. And a lot of them said, in effort to comfort me, and it was comforting in one sense. There was many amazing words and truth and life spoken over us. But in the midst, there was also a lot of, it never gets better. And something, when I heard that, rose up in me of, I don't believe I have to live this way. Wow. I don't believe I have to live broken. Mm-hmm. That peace that I felt in that long hallway is the life of Christ living within me. And a verse that I started just really clinging to in that season was from 2 Corinthians 4:8. And it talks about, you know, we're hard pressed, but we're not crushed. And it says, we are perplexed, but we are not in despair. And when I read, we are perplexed, but not in despair, I just thought, you know, that's exactly how I feel. I'm perplexed. I can't explain why I feel, I can't explain what just happened. I will never be able to explain why I lost my little boy. I don't know, but I am not in despair. And if you look up literally the meaning of the word despair, it means without hope. And if you even go on in that scripture, it talks about, you know, always caring about in the body, the dying of the Lord Jesus, so that the life of Christ may be manifest. And that's what happened. I was perplexed, but I wasn't in despair. And in that moment of what felt like the end, what felt final, God takes those moments that feel like despair and he fills them with hope because of the life of Christ within us. And so that really is what inspired writing this book, because I just thought, you know, there's so much brokenness in this world. We live in a broken world. But we will never, like, we're never without hope because of Jesus. And if you recognize that, if you know that you have a loving Father, then you can get through anything because he's carrying you. And when I look back at my life, you know, that's always been my story. Sure, I have things in that book from when I was 5 years old, struggles I, you know, dealt with at 5 years old, feeling chubby, feeling like I wasn't chosen. And now I can go back and go, you know what, I may have felt that in that moment, but that's not who I am. You know, that's not the truth about my identity and what gives me worth and value. And God created me in his image. You know, it was always his plan to call me his own. And so there's so much of that, so much in the book is stories and things that really God has carried me through, but ways that I've seen that he's a father and he can heal anything.
When I picked up your book and began to read it, first I thought, this is going to be a beautiful book to younger mothers and to young women. Yeah. Well, I didn't get very far into it until I knew it was for me. You know, it's not, it is for younger women. It is for women of all ages, because this book is a good reminder of who we are in Christ Jesus. And we need to pick it up sometime when we're almost low moments in our life. All through I'm 80 years old now, but I've had lots of those moments when I needed the encouragement that you give in your book. So thank you, Lainey, for reminding your grandmother, Mimi, that God loves us always and forever.
Yeah. You see the glory of God on Lainey. You also hear a communication that lifts you. This book will not weigh on you. It's a not only an easy read, it's a light read because it carries you. The book literally picks you up. This is an amazing gift God's given her. This book will carry you, and it will meet you at every place where you felt like you'd never get out of that pit that you may have dug, or like Beth Moore used to say, or somebody threw you in it. However you got in it, he'll get you out. You can see that. And now she's having conferences. What do you call your conferences? What do they call
them? The One He Loves.
And that's you. And she'll help you see how deeply and fully he loves you. Where do they find out how they could attend?
You can go to theonehelovs.org to find out more.
Okay, theonehelovs.org. There it is on the screen. The prayer line will have it. You can see it on our website. But here's the deal. It's not a bunch of teenagers going, or even younger. It's people all the way up to our age. And that's just amazing. And they're going just to spend time with this girl in the presence of God. And are you finding out that when they get there, they realize whose daughter they really can be and are?
Yes. And a lot of times women come and they don't even know what they're coming for, which I love. So we actually don't even call it a conference, because my heart is that women will come with their friends and just come and encounter Jesus in a way maybe they didn't expect. You know, like the woman at the well, when she goes to the well, you know, she didn't expect to meet Jesus that day, but she met him and his love and his kindness, and she ran away and she couldn't help but tell people about the man she met. And honestly, that's been the coolest part about this, is hearing the stories of, I never go to stuff like this, and I don't even go to church, and, you know, just women coming and simply hearing about how loved they are, because so many women, whether you realize it or not, don't know that.
That's right.
They even in church, you know, they like I grew up in a Christian home, amazing parents, but I had to hear him tell me how much he loved me. I had to hear him speak to my heart directly, to the things that I was going through, that then I didn't even realize what was happening, but he was placing identity on me. And it wasn't just, you know, a reflection of, I'm beautiful, you're a daughter of the King, like things I'd heard my whole life, but a robe of righteousness. You know, he was placing on me this gift, this wonderful gift that we have through Jesus and his blood. And there was just so much more to that than, you know, honestly, I had ever even realized. Doesn't mean I hadn't heard it. Doesn't mean that someone hadn't told me, but I needed to hear it directly from him. And these nights are honestly have been some of my favorite nights ever. Just coming, honestly, I've showed up many times going, I don't even know what's going to happen tonight. Like, when I invite people to come, we don't plan out exactly what we're going to say, because I just want people to see Jesus. They don't need to see my plan. They don't need to see me. They need to see him. And so he is perfectly capable of revealing himself to them.
And that's what I like. I've been to your event, and I was just amazed, first of all, how God used you. You sing beautifully, and then you spoke from your heart. And you just allowed God to come there and be there. And just in his presence, for women that are so busy, their lives are busy, they've got their families, they just need a time of pause in their lives where they can hear God clearly. And I think that's what you do with these events.
Thank you. And honestly, like, that's when it sparked, was I became a mom, and Ronnie was 8 months old, and I went, I'm exhausted. I'm worn out. I need time with Jesus, you know? I need a place to just be. And that's really, like, what birthed it was, if I need this, I know there are plenty of other women who need a moment just to be with him, and they need somebody to just plan it, you know, and put it on their schedule.
Yeah, there you go.
Do you feel like he picked you up in his arms and started carrying you, and he became the shelter and the shadow that actually not weighed you down, but lifted you up and lightened the load? You know, he said, I've got it. Let's get in the yoke together. And my yoke is what? It's light. Why? Because he's got it. If we'll let him have it, he carries it. You've experienced that. It's what you are experiencing. It's what you're trying to tell every person. If they'll realize they could be a child of God, and you're writing from a daughter standpoint, and we're going to meet your mom tomorrow, which we kind of know her as a daughter too. And by the way, she held a little lost child that was lost at 5 months, and she fought. She fought for weeks just to keep that little guy alive. And I remember we had the funeral. It was a tough time that she held that little guy in her little hand, the whole little perfectly formed boy. And I remember looking and saying, I didn't know you very much. I didn't know you very long, but I sure did love you. So see, a lot of women who've had pain, Betty and I lost a child when she was 40, and that was weighty, okay? Do you realize that we know what it is to have a broken heart? And we know the only one who can really comfort and heal a broken heart is the father that she's talking about, that wants you to know you can be his daughter. When we realize how much he loves us and wants to pour love through us toward others, that we can be a channel. That's what she is. She has simply become a channel. She has met the Father. She has been captivated by the Father. Okay? I said a long time ago, the kids we've got are amazing. They looked past this Father and saw that Father, and they fell in love with Him when they found how much He loved them and could love through them and their experience. And that's what you're trying to tell people. Am I right? You're trying to tell people they can experience that love, yeah, and that power. You believe they can?
Yes, I do.
Are you excited?
And I just believe, you know, it's just looking to Him. Like, I think we can overcomplicate it so much, but just simply looking to Him can change everything. You know, when I encountered, when so much changed for me, it wasn't when my life was going great. It wasn't when everything was put together. I found myself in my apartment alone, and I went, God, who am I? You know, and He spoke to my heart in that moment. And
that's a big part of the book, the way you bring these things to life. It just, yeah, it raises people up.
Yeah, it just, but I didn't do anything to make Him reveal Himself to me. I just looked to Him. And, you know, I just encourage anyone that is hearing me right now, just that, you know, God is so able to show you who He is and how much He loves you. And no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, no matter the brokenness of your past, or even what you feel like you're walking through right now in this very moment, He can meet you right there and redeem it and show you how much He loves you and wrap you in His robe of righteousness and the beauty of Jesus. And you are the one that He loves. And that's because He sacrificed His own, the one that He loves, His Son Jesus, so that you could take His place. So there's nothing for you to do. There's nothing for you to earn or achieve or strive for, but simply just receiving that gift and the gift of His love is the best thing that you'll ever do. Mm-hmm. And it's just believing.
Amen.
Takes my breath. That's Him in her. That Him wants to hold your hurt, your broken heart. Mm-hmm. He wants to get His arms around you so you can help get His arms around everyone Jesus died for so we could have life. I said, I wish we could have her back. Would you come back tomorrow?
I'll be back tomorrow.
Would you bring your mom tomorrow?
Yes.
Our daughter named Rhonda?
Yes.
Okay, hey, I want you to hear her again tomorrow. I want you to hear her mom that gave her to Him with all her heart, as she did all of her children. Father, I pray You'll help these people who are watching know how meaningful they can be to others, how they can see Your will done on Your earth, not the enemies, not the devils, not the deceiver. In Jesus' name. Let me say something to you right now. Now, don't miss this. Jesus said, if you want to know you're a sheep, it's the only group here that said, these are sheep. These are going with Me. He said, they're the ones that notice the least of these. They notice the overlooked and the hungry and the hurting and the suffering and the blind and the naked, the defeated and downtrodden, and they pick them up. They're My sheep, and they minister to Me. I want you to watch. I want you to listen to our son, Randy, talk about the least of these, and you're going to put God's arms around them. You're going to be the miracle the people you see thought could never happen, and you're going to be the source of their miracle. Watch.
I have the privilege of being a part of Life's Mission outreaches.
God just touched this child.
Each journey is life-changing as we witness desperate need and understand our ability to intervene. Our recent trip to Burundi was no exception, as I saw just how bad the water conditions are for thousands of people in this area.
I can't help but notice that they're working so hard to get water that actually it could kill them.
Yeah, but they have no other choice. They have no other wells or any water sources here that they can drink from. Mm. This is the only thing they have.
It's tempting to think conditions can't get any worse, but when I meet another mother who has lost a child because of contaminated water, my heart breaks. And as we travel to different villages, the names and faces change, but the struggle is the same.
Geraldine is a mother here in this village in Burundi. And she comes down here to get water for her family like all the other villagers because it's the only place they can get it. But it's not good.
After Geraldine collected her water, we accompanied her to her home, where she told us about her 2-year-old daughter, Sandrine, who died from a waterborne disease.
I am a father. I have 4 children. I'm so sorry that you lost your daughter. Lord, we pray for your divine protection for this family, for all these children. And Lord, we pray you would move on the hearts.
You can be that light by making it possible to drill a water well in Geraldine's village and many more like hers. Every new well provides clean drinking water for a lifetime, which helps prevent death and disease for families like this. When you give life to an entire village, you become the answer to their prayers.
And that is not an exaggeration. You literally do. You think about this. We've been drilling water wells for 20 years, over 8,000 of them, and we've inspired churches to do it on their own. Hundreds of thousands. Unbelievable. You have inspired people to introduce people to life. We've been feeding for 30 years. The countries where we're feeding in those third world countries wanted the missionaries to know how many lives we'd save. When they added them up in the last couple of years, we saved, we know by their count, 18 million children. The millions of people have been saved with these water wells, Betty. Mm-hmm. It's indescribable. Watching our son there and seeing what God's doing through his life because he's seen what your love, God's love, released through you does to become the miracle they thought was impossible. Clean water. Jesus is the water of life. We can drill a fresh water well. We know there's water in those areas because they dig in boreholes and find it, but it gets contaminated and filthy. All the water they have is filthy unless you give them an encased well. And we can do that for $4,800. And it stayed the same miraculously. We're still able to do that. A lot of people make sacrifices to do it. $48 will give 10 people water the rest of their life. Could you give 10 people water? 144 will give 30. Did you know that $4,800 will give a whole village? And over a period of time, can you give 1 million people and save their lives? It does. Would you do? Could you give $1,200 and pray 3 people join you? Betty, I'm praying that every single person watching will say, I am going to be the source of a miracle flowing through me from God. I'm going to be there. I pray everyone watching will do that.
I pray that you will, too. And as our son Randy was praying there for that mother, that is so awesome. That is needed. Prayer is so important. But let's put some action to those prayers. Those mothers need our help. They love their babies just like we love our children. So please join with us and let's make the difference. Let's help their babies live a long life.
I'd like you to get up right now and go get your bank card. If you say, well, I write checks, okay, make the check to life. That's what you're giving it. 10 people, $48 will give them water for the rest of their life. That's what you're doing. I want you to get your bank card. I want you to go online. I want you to call that number where people are calling to accept Christ and to be prayed with. And you use that bank card like it's a check. That's the way you should always use it. But I want you to make the greatest gift you can, knowing that you are giving the greatest possible gift. You're giving life. And those missionaries are going to point them to eternal life and what's available in Christ. And why they got that well was because of the well of water, Jesus. And they're going to hear that. And millions and millions. We have been told that over 100 million people have come to Christ because of the outreaches that you've touched people through. Would you do it right now? Get your bank card. Use it to make it a life card. Go online. Do it now. Or call. If you write a check, make it to life, but tell us you're making it. Please. Become a miracle. We have some gifts for you, including Laney's book. Everything we send will bless you. Thank you for being the miracle and providing it.
Every day, thousands of lives are lost to waterborne disease, and nearly half of those are children under the age of five. Through Mission Water for Life, you can give mothers hope and children a future as we provide clean, life-giving water for thousands of children and their families before it's too late. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for five children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With a gift of any amount, we'll send you Daughter, written by James and Betty's granddaughter, Lainey Renee. This insightful book invites all girls and women to walk in the freedom of their God-given identity and embrace who they really are. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request the Great is the Lord decorative blanket. Featuring the words of Psalm 145:3, this beautiful blanket is perfect for comfort in cold weather and a reminder of your help with Water for Life. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well and request our new bronze sculpture, A Cup of Water, inspired by Jesus' words in Mark 9:41. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I want to say, if you get a busy, there are people calling to want to know the God that she talks about. But you call until you get through, or you go online and you give that miracle that somebody is really thinks is impossible. But nothing's impossible with God and His love. Love never fails. We're going to send you Lainey's book. You see the other beautiful gifts. I mean, here's Jesus with a cup of water. It's a beautiful bronze. Would you please inspire somebody to also join you? It's becoming a miracle. You want the book? You just ask for it. You put God's arms around somebody, you ask it, we send it. Lainey, you talk to us again tomorrow with your mother. Okay, thank you. You sure are pretty.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow. Tell your friends to join us from everywhere.
As women, we go through many different seasons wearing a lot of different hats.
Whatever season of life you're in right now, you're still His daughter. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.